I have not forgotten the men I knew in the 101st Airborne Division. The men and women I worked with in universities were pale and unreal in comparison. They were hollow and filled with words. What was I to think of the new breed of university professors, structuralists, post-structuralists, deconstructionists, who taught that experience had no meaning, that the only reality was language, one word referring to another, one sign to another, with no stop in any kind of truth? It is right to remember such things as I have described, in the first place, because those who have lived and died before us should be remembered, insofar as it is possible. Otherwise, our own lives seem worthless. In the second place, war is a permanent human condition, and men and women will have to face it. It may help them to know how people no stronger physically or mentally than they have faced it.